There are still some glitches. So there's some inconsistencies. You know, we can work with one person and enroll them very smoothly and everything will work perfectly. And then another person will come along and maybe it depends on how much traffic there is on the website at that time or if they're still doing some upgrades to the website, we might encounter some problems. But most people are getting through pretty well.
Are you able to meet all the demands of people that are coming in because they had website frustrations earlier? Are people easily able to get the appointments set up in the time that your office is available?
We are scheduling a lot of appointments, but it is very, very busy. We have people calling, scheduling appointments. We have staff running appointments. We have people walking in wanting to get enrolled then, and we actually really cannot do walk-in clients. We can set somebody up with an appointment, but we have to let people know what kind of documents to bring in. I think the demand is greater than what we can serve, but we are doing a pretty good job of being able to take care of people. And the appointments can last anywhere from, they can be very quick and short depending on the person's circumstances. They can last anywhere from under half an hour up to 2 hours, depending on the person's circumstances and how much information we need to put in and if they need to sort through different health plans to help figure out what option they want to choose. We can also refer people to some of the other places where they can get help getting enrolled. Francis Nelson Health Center is a great place. Also, people can go to the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District, to PACE, to Regional Planning Commission. These are some of the places that people can go. Then we also have some people who are actually doing the enrollment themselves. They just need to consult with us on a decision that they're trying to make. And those are pretty easy to handle, usually with a phone call or an email. The areas where we're sort of seeing some difficulties are every now and then the session will time out. And so then people will have to go back again and try again. That's happening less frequently than it was in the beginning. The other area where we are sometimes seeing some difficulties is in the part that has to do with qualifying for the tax subsidies. There seem to be some glitches there sometimes where people who should absolutely qualify for that kind of tax subsidy to help reduce their monthly premiums are being told that they don't qualify. In those cases, what we can do is we can actually go back in and reapply. We can cancel the first application and we can go back in and reapply. And then sometimes that works. We can call the help center at healthcare.gov or you can file an appeal for that decision.
Explain it further what ABE is.
Okay. ABE, like Abe Lincoln, is the state's website for applying for state benefits. So people who are looking for health insurance, who are lower income, who will qualify for Medicaid, can completely avoid the healthcare.gov website and can go directly to the state's benefits website, and it's called abe.illinois.gov. At that website, they can apply for Medicaid, food stamps or the link card, and other kinds of benefits. So this is a great new website. I would encourage people, if they're lower income, to check that out. An individual who should maybe go to abe.illinois.gov would be somebody who earns less than $15,970. They would qualify for Medicaid.
Is there a percentage of people that are coming in for specifically just to get to the healthcare.gov?
Most people who come in don't know which they're going to qualify for. They don't know whether they're going to qualify for Medicaid based on their income or if they're going to qualify for private plans through healthcare.gov with the tax subsidy. We usually figure that out when people walk in. In terms of the uninsured in Champaign County, the vast majority of people who are uninsured are going to qualify for Medicaid. And so we would take them through the abe.illinois.gov website. Another way that people can figure that out, I don't want to throw out too many websites, but if people are not sure which one to go through, they can go through the Illinois website called Get Covered Illinois. That actually has a nice little beginning part that tells you whether you're going to qualify for Medicaid or whether you will qualify for tax subsidies.
Again, we'll have to bring up healthcare.gov because we had so much coverage of that. I mean, what kinds of questions are people having with that? What are some of the more typical things that are coming up as people go through this and maybe some of the frustrations they're still having when they're in your offices?
Well, it's a mixed bag. Some people are very, very happy with it and it goes very smoothly for them. Some people are experiencing glitches or difficulties, and those difficulties, there's a variety of them. Some people who tried to apply earlier on are having a hard time getting back into their application. What we actually found out is that one of the things that they can do, they can create a new account by using a new password, they can then go in and they might be able to delete their old application and sort of start over. There are workarounds and they can always call us. Another type of problem that we're seeing is sometimes people who should qualify for a subsidy are receiving a determination decision that is inaccurate, that tells them that they do not qualify for a subsidy. And of course, that's really important because your subsidy will help you figure out what plan you can afford, you know, to purchase. That's a pretty big frustration, and that's something that seems to have come up more within the last week. We also have people who just sail through it really smoothly, get their subsidies, are able to pick out a plan, and are very happy with their experience.